The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on April 29th, 1974, in Hyderabad, India.
They are attracted by wonderful things such as Sai Baba. He is doing so many wonderful things.
That is in that style. He does not see Krishna's wonderful. If you want to see wonderful things, why don't you see the more wonderful things? But that foolish, they are captivated with small wonderful things. That means less intelligent. Just like small children, they will be amazed by seeing a small wonderful thing, but his father in the name. What is the amazement, wonderful thing Sai Baba has done? If he is creator of gold, then why is he doing business of incense? You know that? He has a big incense business, exactly like us. You can create gold? Why there is incense in it? So Mahaprabhu used to give to his mother some gold. When there was need of money, mother, I got this gold, so you can utilize it. The mother would think that we are poor men, we had no gold. Where from this boy brings gold? So he was doubtful, because he was thinking, my son is mad, sometimes crazy. So he would go, is it real gold? Let's see. Then, yes, it is real gold. Have we got it? You see? Many yogis, they make such gold for meeting their expenditure. Yes. Still in India, they know how to make gold from copper. Yes. The process is they will drink mercury at night, and in the morning they will urine on the copper coins. And then after some hours, the copper coins taken and put into the fire, it becomes gold. And it is scientific that some molecules of mercury mixed with copper, it is gold. Gold is combination of mercury and copper. But the people cannot mix it. They have tried. That is called alchemy. They try to mix it because they do not know the process. As soon as mercury is put into the fire, it immediately goes out. If you melt copper and in hot copper, if you put mercury, it will not mix it. Immediately it will throw out. So, some of the yogis, they know. They digest copper.
Mercury.
And it comes in the form of urine. And then the copper is put there. There is interaction. And then put in the fire, it comes.
So we should start manufacturing.
You first of all eat mercury then. You'll be finished. No scarcity. Why should we go to imitate the rascals? We have got enough gold. Krishna is supplying gold whenever we require. The pleasure. Whatever you need, Krishna will supply. to do, actually, remain dependent on this. There are so many literatures of different groups, but who is selling so much? 40,000, 50,000 daily? Unless Krishna is helping us.
Yes.
In the history, no religion book has sold 30,000, 40,000 daily. There is no history. Why don't you see these wonderful things? All the money that I have brought from USA, India, it is all book fund. Nobody has given, George has given, that is not in cash.
Yes.
And he gave that 2 lakhs that was spent for Krishna book. So where from the cash is coming?
Sales of books.
That's all.
That is.
Because we have got substantial sale of book, we are free to get money. And it is unbelievable that religious books are sold 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 daily. There is no history.
So that is a miracle.
Is it not miracle?
Yes, yes.
How one person can sell 100 Bhagavatams.
Huh?
Some of those devotees like Tripurari.
Huh?
100 big Bhagavatams. Yes. It's not a popular book.
It is not popular, actually. For the common man, it is dry subject. And I've heard that after reading one book, somebody comes to purchase. Hey, what is this Bhagavan? Oh, we have got 6. All right, give me 6. He is not a devotee. Why he purchases all the 6 one of the Bhagavatams? In London, our Bhagavad Gita as it is was sold in 2 months, 30,000 copies. That is report. 30,000 copies.
Even
though they don't understand, huh? Even though they don't understand the subject matter, they appreciate it. Yes. Maharaj has written part of Bhakti Rasamrita
Sindhu. Yes.
And he published it before my time to
foreign country. He has not sold any.
No, he has sold some, but he's still lying this talk. He published only 1,000. For Nectar of Devotion, the translation of the same book is selling like hotcakes. Yes. The university, temple university, they have made a textbook. And everywhere, they like it. Nectar of Devotion. I think, what is our edition at the present moment? 4th or 5th edition. And we don't publish less than 10,000 copies. So we have to depend on Krishna, sincerely serve Him. Everything what you require, that will come. Somewhere else. That is miracle. Why should you try to cheat others that I can manufacture gold? These rascals, if he can manufacture gold, then why is he doing incense business? That is simply juggling. Even the magician, they can do. They create so much money. But he's a poor man. Why he remains poor? And everyone thinks of us that we have got unlimited wealth. You know that?
Yeah. In Mayapur, when I bring over the cartels, they're very heavy, 200 sets of cartels.
Yeah.
So the boatmen say, "Sona, sona." They're thinking it is gold. The cartels.
Everyone, even government, in the parliament, the question was this. The where from they get money? Fabulously. These may, in our country, they may be fools. In your country also, Los Angeles, neighboring storekeepers, they are wonderful. These people do not work, and they have so many cars and live so nicely. They inquire, how do you get all these things? They actually see that they are not worried about working. They have no working or bank balance or business. Still, they have got so many cars and they eat nicely and they maintain such a nice house. And six, seven houses they are purchasing. The realtors, they also know in America that we are very rich. As soon as there is some property, they offer. Because they know that we are very rich men. Because we have purchased some properties, so all the realtors, they have taken it for granted that we have got immense money. Here also the members are thinking like
yes,
that. Yes, Swamiji has got immense money.
Yes, he will send men he wants.
He'll pay. So you can tell them that not a single farthing here.
Yes.
He can spend elsewhere. You know the parliamentary question?
Yes. Where do you... What was that? The parliament.
Parliament question.
Where do we get our wealth?
That these Americans, they are supposed to be... What is that? CIA?
CIA.
CIA. Is there any information to the government? Besides that, they have got fabulous money they're spending. Where from they get the money? And if they are CIA, then what steps the government is going to take against them? So the reply was three. First reply was, the government has no information that they are CIA people. Therefore, the third question doesn't require to be answered. What steps? And so far, the fabulous money, it is understood, they collect by selling their literature and public contribution. Yes? Hombam replied like this.